Let's get to your campaign kickoff. Historically, this is a bit early to make an announcement, still 17 months out from the election. Is this a move, as some have suggested, to get a jump on your likely Democratic opponent, Governor Maggie Hassan, who's embroiled in her own state budget battle?
Well, my timing really isn't dependent on my potential opponent. This is something that we've been putting together for a while, and after making the decision to run for re-election with my family, I just want to get out and continue to listen to New Hampshire voters and really get their feedback and continue getting out in our state. So that's why I'm making this announcement now.
Okay, let's move on to the two landmark rulings last week from the Supreme Court, starting with the decision on Obamacare, which upheld subsidies for those buying plans on federal exchanges. That includes, of course, 30,000 Granite Staters. What's your reaction to the ruling?
My reaction is, that the ruling was on the subsidies, but it doesn't really address some of the underlying concerns that I've heard about the law itself from Granite Staters, including issues like higher deductibles, higher premiums, and people who had plans before that they wanted to keep, but it hasn't worked out for them. So I think there's a number of issues that still need to be addressed with this law.
But do you think it's a good thing that those subsidies will remain for those people?
Well, even the legislation that we were working on as a Republican alternative that would have given people greater choice and introduced, allowing more competition and really putting the choice back into people's hands would have extended to make sure that the people who are receiving the subsidies now, at least into the next presidential election, wouldn't have been left without them. So I think that certainly nobody wanted to see anyone have an immediate harm from this. But again, I think in terms of the plain language of the statute, I was surprised by the Supreme Court's ruling just because I think it was different than what the actual statute said itself.
Let's move on to the ruling on same-sex marriage, ruling legalizing it in all 50 states. Do you agree with the decision?
Well, I believe in traditional marriage. I respect the court's decision. And certainly in the Senate, I've been supporting measures to make sure that New Hampshire's legally married same-sex couples, if they move to another state, can get the same access to federal benefits and benefits that they would have here in New Hampshire, having been married here. So I think this is an issue New Hampshire's decided, and I certainly respect New Hampshire's decision on that, and it's consistent with the Supreme Court's decision.
There are now states arguing those who hold religious beliefs against same-sex marriage should not be forced to perform them. Do you believe religious rights trump the individual right to marry?
Well, first of all, we have a First Amendment to the Constitution, and respecting people's religious freedom is a part of that First Amendment, an important part of it. But I think that we can respect people's religious freedom and still certainly under the First Amendment and still adhere to what the court's opinion has said.
Obviously, we saw the tragic shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, of 9 black people in a church by a white young man with apparent ties to white supremacy. Should the Confederate flag come down from the state capitol?
Absolutely. The Confederate flag should come down, and it probably should have come down a long time ago.
You took some criticism back here at home for refusing to support stronger gun control measures after the massacre in Newtown back in 2012. Does what happened in Charleston change your perspective at all on this issue?
Well, I think that if you look at what happened in Charleston, what I understand of it, he legally obtained that gun. So none of the laws we were debating in Washington really would have unfortunately impacted his access to a gun. However, I've been focusing very much on I want to fix our broken background check system, and that's the legislation I supported. I want to more aggressively prosecute those who do violate the laws, and also I want to improve our mental health system. None of us knows what all the facts of what happened in Charleston, but I know that we can benefit as a state by a stronger and better mental health system. And so those are where I've been focusing my efforts in Washington.
You said Congressman Frank Ginto should step down, a call he ignored from you and others in the Republican Party. In fact, he now says he plans to run again and is seeking donations. State GOP Chairwoman Jennifer Horn calls him untrustworthy. Is his continued presence in Washington dividing the party?
I don't think that he's dividing the party. I just think that if you look at what's happened here, the public trust is so important to keep. It is time for him to step aside. And this isn't about dividing the party. This is about doing the right thing. When you've violated the law and you've lost the public trust, then it's hard for you to represent your constituents. And that's why I called for him to step aside. And obviously, I'm disappointed that he's chosen not to do that.
You've been attacked in recent days by Democrats as having a, quote, cozy relationship with special interests in Washington. What's your response to that?
These are just false partisan attacks. I still live here. I live in Nashua with my kids, and I commute to Washington, do town halls throughout our state, and I've been focusing on working across the aisle. In fact, two independent studies have ranked me as one of the most bipartisan senators in the United States Senate, and that's where I work with people to get things done for people in New Hampshire, and that's going to continue to be my focus.
You've been called a rising star in the GOP. Do you have any aspirations of being on a national ticket someday?
I do not. I am announcing my reelection for the United States Senate to serve New Hampshire today, and that's what I want to do. I want to serve the people of this state. There's so much more work to be done and to work across the aisle to get results for people in New Hampshire and our country, and that's really what I want to do.
U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, thank you for the time.
Thanks so much, Michael. Take care.